No, but no, I like the product simulation. I mean, everyone remembers you because it's, you know, bacon. Who can forget bacon? Like, I can't even remember any of my ex-girlfriend's names, and I've had a lot because I've been single all my life, but I can remember bacon. I can remember all the good times with bacon. Yeah. I might need a moment here, Brian.
Everyone agrees bacon makes everything better, even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing
and make your business. I can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. Welcome to episode 500 of the Bacon Podcast. Man, it is hard to believe that 250 weeks ago, I basically stepped off that diving board and have kept swimming since. Now, 250 weeks. Is 5 weeks short of 5 years. And that's a lot of numerology if you're into that kind of stuff. Speaking of numerology, the number five usually indicates somebody who is full of energy, but is unable to channel it responsibly. I don't know about that. Anyways, the number five brings adaptability, independence of thought and action, and an unwillingness to completely conform. That I agree with. The number five can be used to increase versatility and independence, but people must guard against an overwhelming desire to change. Now, not much has changed over 5 years. I always started with the first day of the week, Monday, doing what I call a monocast, which is me talking about a topic that hopefully taught you about some kind of principle about marketing, online marketing, LinkedIn, whatever it was. On Wednesday, I released a guest expert interview. These experts first came from the origins of the podcast. When I was down in Atlanta in 2014, I met a bunch of people who really impressed me, and I said, I want to continue to learn from them. So I called them up and said, hey, you want to come on a podcast? And they all said, yeah. So here's a little secret. The whole origin of this podcast was selfish because I wanted to continue to learn from them. And you have the ability to sit in and listen to my conversations with them and learn from them as well. So I hope you've enjoyed it. So to celebrate this episode, what I decided to do was contact some of those past experts. I wanted to share with you some stories or some kind of behind-the-scenes material about Bacon, the Bacon Podcast, and how this all started. So let me start with one of my first guests. His name is Scott Smith, and you just might recognize his voice. Anyways, he was episode number 27 back in January of 2015. Here's Scott.
I'll never forget the day that we were at an event and you came into my group when I was initially teaching this stuff. And you came up and you saw on the screen I had a video that had I showed Pro Tools, a system that I use. And no, guys, don't run out and get Pro Tools. Don't do it. Don't do it. it's hard. Anyway, you walked up and you said, the minute I saw a guy using Pro Tools, he's a pro. I'm going to hire him. And you did. And you took off. And listen, you know this as well as I do in terms of coaching and things like that. Most people never, ever, ever do what they say they're going to do. But you and I got together and we shared some couple of drinks, a glass of wine or two. And I heard your story. And then we got going with my podcast coaching, my podcast persuasion group. And you jumped in and you ran with it. And you had this concept you came up with. And I love the idea with it. I'm not a big fan of interview podcasts unless you do them well. And you do them well. And you dove in. And I think I did the open for your show, didn't I?
You did.
I am the voice of the show as well.
You still are.
Yeah, cool. It's time to do it again and charge you money for it then. Come on, man. What's neat about it, see, here's the thing. You stepped in providing real service, providing real community, providing real a real passion for what you do and a very, very high integrity point of view of this. And you deliver. And then you provide that pathway for people to age and to ascend into what you're doing, and they become good clients for you, and ultimately you help them. To me, that's the use of a podcast. I think it's building community. I think it's it's supporting community, it's encouraging your community, and it's getting them the ability to learn who you are and how to interact with you. And along the way, everybody learns too. A lot of folks who you'll never know listen to your podcast, but you're helping a lot. So congratulations on the milestone, 500 episodes from scratch, building a whole business and a whole lifestyle off of it. And my guess is your golf game's gotten better too, right?
It has.
Yeah, on practice.
Next up is somebody I came to know and admire greatly. His name is Jeff Herring, and I met Jeff at NAMS as well. But he has been a mentor and a coach to me for years about content marketing. He's fabulous. Anyways, Jeff was one of my first guests, episode number 17, in December of 2014, and has been on two other times, episode 303 and episode 391. Here's Jeff.
So, you know, Brian, 500 slices of bacon. 500 shows, dude. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's impressive. Most people that do this kind of stuff, you know, they don't get to five. And you've added two zeros. And I remember when a certain hotel in Atlanta loved you and I, because it was your idea that I blatantly stole, about delivering bacon to the room where you were presenting at a conference, right? Remember?
Actually, I had hired a cook to stand in the back of the room when I was presenting to make bacon live.
But I just had them come in with a cart full of bacon. You took it up a notch, man. They made it right there in front of everybody?
Yep. Yeah, it was cooking in the back of the room before I was speaking so that it would waft throughout the entire conference center.
Talk about wanting to fill up a room. Okay, I got a question for you. You've been wanting us to say stuff.
Yep.
I want to hear from you. I want the beginning of bacon story. I mean, not the first time you ever ate it as a child or in your mother's womb or whatever, but the first time it dawned on you, hey, I could use this in my business.
Well, there's two parts to that story. The first one was I was speaking in LA with a couple of friends of mine who have been long-term clients. They used to work at Ben Franklin Crafts, and I did all of their on-hold messages for years. So when I started doing social media, they hired me to be one of the speakers at a conference. And Georgianne pulls out her phone and types into Twitter, giving a speech, CHALA 2012, hashtag bacon. And I looked at her, I said, what's that for? She goes, oh, every time I put in a hashtag bacon, I get like 20 new followers by the time I'm done. And so we gave the speech. And the next thing you know, she pulls out her phone afterwards and she shows it to me. And lo and behold, she had 25 new followers or something along that lines, you know, within those numbers. So that was number one. It's like, wow, I didn't realize bacon was that popular. And the second,
yeah,
I was sitting down with a client. And we're working on her strategy on marketing and stuff like that. And I showed her, you know, I was working on a book. It was called It's Not About You, Relationship Marketing in a Social Media World. And she looked me square in the eye and she goes, Brian, it's not about you. It's about bacon. And I went, oh, my God. And that was it.
That's the run to the computer moment right there, right?
Exactly. And the reason she said that is because after that speech, in every networking event I went to in the morning, I would be taking pictures of bacon. And those pictures of bacon were OPB. There were other people's bacon. I was eating oatmeal, and all my friends were sending me messages on Facebook going, dude, do you have a prepaid plan with your cardiologist? Because you are going to die.
Yeah. Do you take cholesterol intravenously?
Exactly. Yeah. So it was just a branding thing that just exploded, and that was it. And after that, I came up with the acronym, Building Authentic Connections Online Networking, and it's never stopped moving forward.
And there you have it, folks. The beginning of bacon. Yay.
Next up is Kurt Scholey. Now, Kurt and I lived next to each other for years. He's in Illinois as well. And we've done a lot of local live events together. Kurt was episode number 5 back in November of 2014 and episode 479 in June of 2019. Kind of a bacon bookend. Kurt's known as the website success guy, but he's also somebody I traveled to and from conferences with. And we've had a lot of adventures, especially at Waffle Houses.
Well, Brian, we've had quite a time together. actually. I appreciate being on the Bacon Podcast, not once, but twice. And I would like to note that you didn't win that prestigious top podcast award until after I had been on. So thank me very much. But I enjoy listening to the podcast. In fact, I think the one that I've probably enjoyed most of yours was, I forget the guy's name, but he was talking about building your business using webinars. So I found that very, very helpful. A lot of what I hear on the Bacon Podcast is very helpful. I sometimes have it on the back while I'm doing something. But my favorite memories of you are not on the podcast. They're probably on the times that we went to the NAMS conference in Atlanta together. We actually roomed a couple of times. And for those of you who haven't roomed with Brian Basilico in a strange city someplace, I highly recommend it. Brian, where do they sign up?
Now let's hear from Felicia Slattery. Felicia was my speaking coach as I was writing my first book. She was also from Illinois at the time. She's in Tennessee now. She was the one who said, Brian, get your butt on a plane. You're going to a conference. And that's how a lot of this started. She was on episode number 33 back in February of 2015. So let's all say, hi, Felicia.
Okay, hey, it's Felicia Slattery saying congratulations to Brian Basilico on your 500th episode. What? You know, one of my books is called Kill the Elevator Speech, and in the book, I teach people to ask the question, how did you get started? And Brian, I remember the day you got started with the Bacon Podcast. I was honored to be one of your first guests. I think I was one of the guests before you even hit double digits of guests. So anyway, congratulations. I'm excited for you. I'm proud of you. And I wish you many, many more happy, fantastic episodes of Bacon Awesomeness and much success.
Another guest and person I really admire is my coach, Marla Tabaka. And Marla has been on episode number 171 in July of 2016 and episode number 395 in September of 2018. Here's Marla.
Hey, Brian Basilico, I just want to take this opportunity to congratulate you on 500 podcasts. That is quite an achievement, and you've been able to reach that because you are just so good at what you do. And I can't tell you enough about how much I appreciate listening to your podcasts. And the thing I appreciate the most is that it is a wonderful resource for me as a business coach to pass along to my clients. There have been so many times when I've listened to one of your podcasts and it's like this light bulb goes on, this light bulb moment. And I think, oh my gosh, so-and-so needs to listen to this. And I send them the link and inevitably they just always appreciate the input. So congratulations. You've just come such a far way with it. You're such an awesome podcaster. And I just want to mention one more thing. You know, when you sent me a copy of your book, your most recent book, I was very excited because, you know, since we worked together, I heard about it every step of the way and hopefully encouraged you a little bit along the way. And I thought, I want to take a selfie of me with this book so that Brian can use it in social if he cares to. So being Bacon, I got this brilliant idea that I would take out my cast iron skillet, stick the book in the skillet, and take a selfie. What you don't know is it probably took 100 selfies in order to get one that I thought was publishable. And man, that cast iron skillet is heavy. I was exhausted by the time of the little selfie shoot ended. I had to go work out my other biceps so they wouldn't be uneven. But all in all, Brian, congratulations. You're amazing.
Speaking of amazing, this person wrote a book called Advertising Headlines That Make You Rich. David Garfinkel is a world-renowned copywriter. I was honored to have him on my show, and since I've been on his, The Copywriters Podcast. David's stuff was so good I had to split it in two the first time. Episode 235 in February of 2017, and episode 237 the week after that. Then he came back on for episode 489 in July of 2019. Here's David.
Yeah, so Brian, I want to tell you something. I've often been skeptical about branding, but now every time I have Bacon, I think Bacon, Brian Basilico, Bacon Podcast. You've made a believer out of me. And congratulations on your 500th episode. That's staying power. Way to go, man.
Another person I really admire is Connie Reagan Green. Now, Connie is an affiliate marketer who also runs her own conferences in California. Connie started out as a school teacher and doing real estate, but then she got into the internet marketing space. Now she is an internet affiliate rock star with hundreds of websites and just a sweet, sweet person. And Connie was episode number 13 way back in December of 2014. Here's Connie.
Well, I'm Connie Reagan Green, and I'm so thrilled that Brian has his 500th podcast. And he's just one of the smartest, most deserving people I know. I remember when he came to Los Angeles to speak at one of my marketing events, and people were so excited that he was going to come. And here he shows up. And when he speaks, I mean, he had the room mesmerized. And then he did something that really solidified his branding and really made us love him forever. He had the kitchen prepare bacon in just the right way, and we had real bacon there, and the smell and the texture and the taste. And even that, he still held our attention because what he was sharing was just so fantastic. So, Brian, just, I'm forever indebted to you for all of your wisdom and kindness over the years. And, you know, doing business with you at any juncture is just a joy for me. So I just want to tell you that I appreciate you and I love you. And I've learned so, so much from you. And I know I'll continue to learn from you. And you are just so collaborative and someone that's well-respected in our business, which, you know, isn't the case for everyone, and you've done it in spades. So thank you for what you're doing, Brian, and the best of success to you for the next 20 years. How about that?
Speaking of speaking, Liz Kearns is a Chamber of Commerce expert. Now, I have not had her on the podcast yet, but she is an upcoming guest. But I wanted to have her kind of chime in, because I taught not only her classes in Illinois, but I also taught classes in Central Washington University via Skype. So she's got a story to tell. So here's Liz.
Okay, so my favorite bacon story has everything to do with how we first met and kind of our first interactions. And so the first moment I had your book in my hand, I knew very quickly I wanted to get into the hands of my students. And it truly became, you know, I had students who would come into like other classes of mine and say, oh, we're going to have the bacon guy on in class and Skyping into class. And I'm like, yep, sure enough, Brian's going to Skype in sometime this semester. And so, you know, the kids looked forward to it. So whether we had you in an agency capacity where my students were working with you actually on a specific project to market your book, kind of across the country and kind of pitch you ideas, or on the flip side, when you had, you know, the ability to Skype into my classes, or even when I was at Olivet Nazarene University for you to physically come down, which was a special treat, and I put you through the gauntlet with, you know, four classes back to back, you know, you always stepped up and you're always just beyond interactive and the students just adored you.
Well, awesome. Well, one of the two things based on what you said, one of my favorite shots is a picture from the back of the auditorium with all the kids in theater seating and my big mug sitting on a screen. The other part about it is, you know, when you teach, you always learn twice. And I will never forget the question one of your kids asked me about Dunbar's number, which I never heard of. And I actually went and you know, researched it and have since been incorporating that into all of my content. So not only did I learn, you know, from you, but I learned from your students as well. So I appreciate that opportunity. Another cool thing about doing this podcast is I get to interview people from all over the world. I just did an interview with a guy in Serbia. His name is Miha Milevski, and he is a coach who came on and talked about failing. And he was on in August of 2019. Here's Miha.
When it comes to the bacon podcast, I really, really enjoyed it because it wasn't, you know, like an interview. It was really, you know, chat between two entrepreneurs, two fellow entrepreneurs, and it was really, really nicely guided from your end, and you gave me all the space to talk about the whole story and everything, and I think you really asked amazing questions. So kudos on that. I mean, coming close to the 500 episodes, you do have the experience.
Speaking of experience, somebody who has had the experience of doing 500 episodes, as a matter of fact, her 500th episode is coming out the same day as mine. Her name is Deb Creer, and she's been on the show twice. She was on episode 213 in December of 2016, and episode 439 in February of 2019. She's one of my faves. Here's Deb.
Well, you know, I love Brian's podcast. It's always so much fun, and it's always so educational. And what I think I appreciate most about Brian is the fact that he does his research before he interviews his guests. And so it leads to great conversation. And as I said, we get lots of great info from it.
Speaking of info, this guy's been on the podcast 5 times, the first time in January 2016, episode number 121, then 229, 257, 333, and his last time on was episode 441, and that was February 2019. Ladies and gentlemen, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Warren Whitlock.
Congratulations on the 500th episode. I'm on a few of those and hope to be on more. Hanging out with you is always fun. Although, I don't have any choice. I have to order bacon every time we go out. So looking forward to it again, because ordering bacon is a good thing for me. And I'm just so impressed with how many people you help and what you've achieved. Congratulations.
Speaking of ordering, I had the opportunity to speak with this guest at another conference. As a matter of fact, we sat down and broke bread, and a little bit more. Her name is Wendy Y. Bailey, and she was on episode number 199 back in October 2016. Why, Wendy
Y? The story that comes to mind for me is when we met. We were actually at a conference. We were both speakers, I think, at the same conference, and they had created an opportunity for us to have a buffet in the hotel. And because I live far away from the venue, I actually booked a room there. So I felt like I was on vacation. And the funny thing to me that I really remember is you sort of looking at me as I was scarfing down all of this food, including dessert, and kind of going, well, you're kind of like you're on vacation, right? And I have to chuckle because I look back at that, and that was my first realization. You know, he's right. I am eating a lot like I'm on vacation. Maybe I need to do something different than that.
I do remember sitting down, because it was cool, because all the instructors would get together in the dining room and just kind of sit around, pull up tables and just kind of chat. And that was, and I just remember sitting next to you and I was watching you go, man, that woman's got a lot of food. Be a buffet. That's what I say.
Okay, what else? You know, what else can you do? I think it's such a big deal that you're at 500, your 500th episode. Congratulations on that. That's a major milestone. And the thing that I really think when I think of the Bacon Podcast is how uniquely special and informative the podcast is. And what a great guy you are to host it and to bring such great content to the marketplace.
Speaking of great guests and content, Brad Banyas introduced me to two things. He introduced me to 366, which is a content delivery platform. And speaking of delivery, he also got me hooked on Rocket Notes, which is how I do my Bacon Podcast mugs. He was on episode 421 back in December of 2018 and 433 in January of 2019. Here's Brad.
Hey, Brian, it's Brad Banyas with OMI. I just wanted to reach out and congratulate you on your upcoming 500th episode of the Bacon Podcast. What accomplishment, man, and what value you bring to the market. I really appreciate everything you do. So you asked what I like the most about the Bacon Podcast. I think it's the way that you position and question the guests and the entrepreneurs, really starting where their origins are from and the vocations they started in is always interesting, and where they end up being. So that's the part I like about it. I think you are real people, you know, talking about real world situations, and I believe you're adding real value. So we look forward to the next 500 episodes, my friend. Congrats to the Bacon Podcast.
Speaking of Bacon Podcast mugs, Phil Gerbyshek really liked his. He was on episode 201 in October of 2016 and recently episode 487 in July of 2019. Here's Phil.
Well, 500 is a big freaking deal, dude. Most podcasts flame out after, what, 20 episodes at the most?
Yeah.
So to make it to 500, Brian, you should be pretty damn proud. That is amazing.
It's consistency is my middle name.
I thought it was Bacon.
Well, yeah, Bacon is my surname.
There you go. So it's Sir Brian Consistency Bacon Basilico. 500 episodes. I have to say, when I knew episode 500 was coming, first, I had to be part of it because I've been on the show twice and it is always a great time, Brian. You always ask great questions. As much as I love bacon, it's nice to talk some business too. So business, bourbon, and bacon, I think pretty much in that order is always what's kind of the order of the day. And I can tell you, you know, being recently on the show again, I'm so glad to have my wonderful coffee cup because it just warms my heart. And of course, it wakes me up in the morning. So I'm grateful for that. Now, the only thing better, Brian, was if you'd have sent me a pound of bacon along with the coffee cup. So maybe for the 1,000th episode, maybe all your guests will get a pound of bacon in addition to a coffee cup.
I have a long way to go to get to 1,000 episodes, but speaking of longevity, there's somebody I've known since the 1990s, and he was on episode 379 back in July of 2018. His name is Jim Kendall, and he's a PR guy that I worked with when I owned my recording studio. Here's Jim.
Well, first of all, Brian, congratulations. 500 podcasts, 500 of anything is a lot. And you deserve a pat on the back. Your programs are interesting. We've known each other for a long time. I can't even remember how long, but I appreciate what you do. You help small businesses in much the same style that I do. And you do a good job.
Speaking of a good job, here's a woman that inspires me. She started running marathons in her 60s. Kathleen Gage was episode number 35 back in March of 2015 and episode 287 in August of 2017. Here's Kathleen.
Okay, my favorite bacon moment, let me tell you about it. It's when I gave up bacon. And quite seriously, I gave up bacon a year ago and I gave up all meats, but I did not give up your show. I would never give that up. That is like too cool for school. You know, I do remember actually when you were getting ready to start the podcast and you were really excited about it. And I thought, okay, let's see how long this lasts. And 5 years later, you're still doing it. So I just got to say you are a rock star. And one thing I love about you is just how gracious you are as a host. And, you know, it's an easy conversation with you. But I just want to say congratulations, my friend. I think it's awesome that you've done this, and you're just a force to be reckoned with. I love it.
Speaking of reckoning forces, my buddy Steve Cypress was on episode 143 back in March of 2016, and he's calling in from Arizona.
500 episodes, Brian. Congratulations. I love it. I got to say that I have done so many podcasts, radio, TV, interviews of all kinds, and yours really does stand out. Now, I'm not just saying this. I'm known as Straight Talk Steve and a no BS guy. I had the most fun I've had on all the podcasts with you. I think if I replayed it right now, I'd even be laughing at all the fun we had and the storytelling, and it was just so much more fun, so much better. I don't know if all your episodes are like that. Mine certainly was. I thank you for that, and I wish every other podcast, radio show, TV host could be half as entertaining as you are. Thank you very much.
When it comes to entertaining, Heidi Thorne is somebody who entertains me. She's written dozens of books, and she does audiobooks now. Heidi was episode number 471 back in May of 2019. Here's Heidi.
First of all, I think it's really interesting that bacon isn't like a favorite food of yours. I think you're a fun host, and you're always very conversational. And if you do have the chance to be on some sort of event or podcast with Brian. I think it's a real opportunity and a real privilege.
Speaking of privilege, I had the privilege of speaking to Brian Kinghorn in episode 353 and 355. Brian is the guy behind The Psychology of Social Media. Do you guys remember Laurel and Yanni? Or is that a blue dress or a white dress? Brian was on in April 2018, and he's coming up again soon. Here's Brian.
In one of our first conversations, I shared with Brian a meme with two pigs in a barn. And one of the pigs speaks to the other one and says, "This is so awesome. All of our food is free. We have free housing. This is amazing." And then the headline says, "If you're getting everything for free, you are not the consumer, you're the product." And I thought that was really cool when I was talking to Brian earlier today. He says he uses that in his presentations, and it really kind of it ties in, since this is the Bacon Podcast, that we have that very relevant meme about marketing, about social media, and about how we kind of view the world that you're still using and sharing with others. So I'm grateful that I've been able to be a part of your dialogue beyond just the podcast.
Next up is Ted Protomo. He is Mr. LinkedIn, and Ted was on the podcast twice. First, episode number 79, way back in August of 2015, and then again, 457 in April of 2019. Here's Ted.
Cool. Any favorite memory about the Bacon Podcast or anything like that?
It's got to be the mug, man. I've been on a couple times, but the mug really put me over the top. No, thanks for all you do. You entertain me every single day on social media.
So we're going to end this podcast kind of the way we started it, with a bookend of Chris Voss. Now, Chris was on episode 343 back in March of 2018 and 409 in October of 2018. So, Chris, get us out of here.
I do want to say congratulations on 500 shows. I know how hard this is. I know it's, staying motivated and doing this every day. What keeps you going?
Well, the best part about it is all the guest experts, because here's the bottom line. The secret to this whole thing, I learn from you.
That's why you're here.
So I want to thank you, my listener, for listening not only to this 500th episode, but all of the episodes over the years. This is for you. So if you have any comments, ideas, suggestions, go to baconpodcast.com and ask questions. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for the next 500 episodes.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.